Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Tassel Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. This evening's broadcast is all about midterm mayhem. If you are a college student with a question or comment, please submit it through the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio page. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Deidre. Well, it's the middle of the semester, and it's time for a little self-assessment. At this point, you have submitted multiple assignments, participated in multiple class discussions, and taken at least one exam. This all means that in each of your classes, you should have a good idea of where you stand. You have also exhibited a particular set of study habits and implemented strategies for being a college student. What's my point, you ask? My point is that whatever you have or have not been doing is reflected in your grades. In your defense, if you didn't have to study much or at all in high school, you're trying to unlearn habits that previously served you well. However, I've mentioned more than once over the past 7 episodes, the things that served you well in high school may not work in college. Right now, in this moment, if you've been continuing to live by your high school study lifestyle, you have evidence as to whether or not it's working and if it's working well. If it has worked well, great. I ask that you stay with me and strive to do better, particularly if you are coasting. Be honest with yourself. You know if you are. Now, if on the other hand, your high school study lifestyle has not served you well, I implore you to stay with me and also strive to do better. This may be your first semester of college, but for many of you, this semester will set the tone for your entire college career. No matter your major, there are classes that serve as the foundation for later classes. That's where they're called prerequisites. Simply passing a prerequisite minimum, which at some institutions is actually a D, believe it or not, doesn't mean you're ready for the next class. It simply means you've earned what is considered a passing grade. Don't settle for passing. Always do your best. Now, we're not there yet in terms of final grades, so we won't even talk about earning a D in a course. What we will talk about is making sense of the midterm mayhem. So we have to focus on making sense of what right now may be a time of chaos for many of you. This is the time for midterm exams, papers, and the like. In general, you probably have a lot going on between classes, any personal things, organizations, intramural sports, and so forth. This makes it an optimal time to implement your time management plan and the suggestions I made in previous episodes about asking for help. Don't let the craziness that surrounds midterms cause you to lose sight of how to make it work. Step back, think logically, be accountable and responsible, and plan how to move forward. Use your planner to record when assignments are due and record exam dates. Work backwards from assignment due dates to determine how much time you have to work on each or to study for an exam. If you are truly putting in your 2 hours of studying for each hour of class time, the only thing now that you have to do is set benchmarks for yourself. For instance, if a mathematics exam is covering 3 sections, be very specific about on which days you'll review each section, working backwards from the exam date. Because we're not cramming, remember, we're not putting all 3 sections into 1 study session. Also, don't forget to use your office hours when you get stuck, whether it's studying for an exam, writing on a paper, or actually reviewing an assignment that you didn't understand. All of these things merit going to office hours. Designate dates for writing a certain number of pages for a paper that's due next week, for example. And plan to finish your paper at least 42 to 78 hours before it's due. This gives you plenty of time in case something comes up and you have a buffer. And it also gives you time if you'd like to have someone review your paper before you submit it. That's something I always recommend. Have things proofed and reviewed. Let someone who's objective read it, because we always know what's going on in our heads, and sometimes we can mistakenly think that our paper says that the same way we think it does, but that's not always the case. Now, back to midterms and the mayhem that's happening right now. Midterms can be very hectic as you go through college. However, you can organize the chaos in a way that works for you. Just plan. And after you plan, you don't have to subscribe to the mayhem and foolishness. You can be in charge of how well this goes. When all else fails, use your time management plan to get you started. That's it for this evening's broadcast. Tassel to Tassel is here to help you get a better understanding of college life and to help you successfully make the shift from high school student to college student. If you have any questions or comments before next week's show, please submit them through my website, www.tasseltotassel.com. You can also send me a direct email at dr.deidre@tasseltotassel.com. If you like, you can check out my webpage. I'm sorry, you can check out my blog, and the link for that page is tasseltotassel.blogspot.com to get more information and suggestions. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you'll join me next Monday at 6:30 Eastern Time, when the topic will be making the most of the second half. Now, let's get college ready.